Between now and the end of the year, we're going to revisit some stories that we covered earlier to find out what's happened since. It's been more than 6 months since Air France Flight 447 crashed into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Brazil. All 228 people on board were killed.
Around 4 in the morning Paris time, the plane entered a storm. About 15 minutes later, we received some automatic messages from the plane that the electrical system was failing.
There is still no explanation for what caused the crash. That acknowledgement came today as French aviation investigators released their second report on the accident. Matt Wald covers aviation for The New York Times. He joins us to bring us up to date. And Matt, as we've heard, still a mystery about what happened to this Air France plane. But investigators did have data sent by the plane's computers at the time indicating that it was getting false speed readings. Where has that taken them?
Well, Melissa, it's taken them to a lot of different places. They've gone and looked at other flights that did not crash but had known issues with the speed sensing system. And then they went back and looked at flights where they'd had issues they didn't even know about at the time. If you mine the data, you find out that this airplane, which is a computer with wings, has had little glitches for a long time, but they're trivial. Something else happened here. It's not just a failure of a single part that brings a plane down. It's a confluence of either equipment failures or improper pilot reactions or both.
And there was enough concern that airlines were ordered to replace a certain kind of sensor on these Airbus jets.
That's right. They replaced something called a pitot tube, but the airplane carries three of them. And close research shows that there's more than one kind of pitot tube that's had a failure problem. So yes, if you know you've got a part that's prone to failure, it's nice to replace it, but you really need to know more than that.
So they're not sure that that was the cause?
There's a strong suspicion it was an ingredient, but it doesn't amount to a cause, no.
The investigators had been searching for the black boxes, never found them, never found most of the plane's fuselage, but they have not given up on that.
They've got to find the boxes. The flight data recorder on this airplane is taking in an enormous stream of data into computer chips. It's kind of like a very high-quality thumb drive. It's crash-proof. And it samples more than 1,000 different parameters. The parameter might be altitude, speed, angle, engine function, and it measures these more than once a second. You combine that with the cockpit voice recorder, so you hear sounds from around the airplane, and you know what the crew was saying, and you can put together what happened here.
How far down in the ocean do they think this plane is?
Those are actually two different questions. Where's the plane? Where's the boxes? Yeah. The wreckage may be strewn over some area. It goes down to 15,000 feet. Worse than that, it's not flat. We have recovered boxes from very deep water, but this is undersea mountains. And at this point, without the electronic cues from the pingers, you're using side-scan sonar. It looks a little bit like an ultrasound. And looking over the jumble at the bottom for man-made objects. And then if you think you found it, you send down a robot submarine with a camera and a claw, and you start poking around.
Hugely expensive undertaking.
Yes, it's very expensive, but there's a cloud hanging over this airplane, over the airline. There's something that worries passengers, and they need to know what happened here.
You mentioned pingers, Matt, and that is one of the recommendations in this report from French investigators, that they rethink how they design these black boxes in the event of a catastrophic failure.
They would like pingers. Right now, your battery has to last at least 30 days, and if your plane happens to crash just before the battery was due for replacement, then you get 30 days out of the pinger. They'd like pingers that last longer. They'd like to put something like a pinger on the airplane itself so that at least in some huge area like the equatorial Atlantic, you get a clue where it is because you know where the fuselage is.
Matt Wald covers aviation for The New York Times. Matt, thanks very much.
Thank you.